recorded live.
Hello, everybody. This is Rick, and you're listening to the Q&A call on November the 4th, 2013. And we only have one question today, so let's get on with our question. So it's on sexual addiction. Can you see? I am struggling with how to explain to my wife that when I was having my affairs in person with my AP, my feelings somewhat numbed out. I was still having an erection and able to reach orgasm. However, as I remember it, as if I was not really there. I was moving, yes, conscious, yes, but not happy, not excited, not overjoying, not enjoying it. I feel attraction when women give me attention. I seek women's appreciation and attention. When a woman gives me attention, when I was single, traveling for work, my sexual arousal was not a problem as long as I kept acting out, watching porn, or reading sexual stories. But when it came to person, I feel a great deal of guilt. Is that sufficient to numb me out or to cause disassociation? Is it denial? My fantasy world is arousing. If I stay behind a screen, I can feel arousal. It just vanishes in numbness when I'm about to switch from a virtual world to the real approach. And, yes, yeah, some people do have almost an out-of-body thing where it's not pleasurable to them. And part of it has to do with the intensity, just the it's not the part they're really looking for. So that's not uncommon. Disassociation may actually be even what's going on, but it would take some further testing to be able, I think, to establish exactly what would be causing that. Second question. I've been caught being unfaithful almost 4 years ago, and my wife and I went to seminars and meetings. At some point, while she was still doing her recovery, successfully, I thought I was fine, that my past was over, and with it, so were my bad sexual behaviors. Slowly, I began grooming women, telling myself nothing was going to happen, and the guilt that was building up was such that confessing was no longer an option. I had to hide it. But then, when the opportunity comes again, I choose to entertain flirting and grooming conversations via text or calls or in person, including sexting and making out. My wife confessed everything to me when she was tempted or slipped. She was honest and would make me want to hide even more. But just like in a circle, I would go back to the sexting or the grooming, believing I could handle it, minimizing it, and feeling the numbness of the high that comes from it. How do I explain to my wife the hiding and the fear of confession, even if I had been informed about relapses? She believes I hid it because I wanted it, because the affair escalated and then started watching porn again, hiding that also. You know, I think it's not all black or white. At one level, we do it because we want it. At another level, we hide it because of extreme shame, and we don't want our pride to have to take the hit of admitting what we've done. So there's two things in my mind that really begin to create that problem. So I can say, I don't know that it's necessarily one more than the other. Certainly there's a fear of confession. And certainly there's a part of us that doesn't want to give up the behavior. So which is it? I think, you know, it'd be very difficult to say one way or the other. I think it's a both. We certainly, I think as addicts, we're we're compelled to the behavior, and at the same time, we loathe the behavior and don't want it, and don't want to have to give it up. So two things are happening, and I hope that your wife can understand that. In the long run, though, it's that whole piece of pride where we think it's not going to be a problem, where we think we can handle it. We just think better of ourselves than we actually are, because we won't accept the reality of who and what we've got. And because we won't accept that we're dangerous, that we're human wrecking balls, we literally destroy those we love. And as you go forward, I do hope that you'll accept this is a really serious problem. It's going to be a serious problem. You know, when we talk about in relapse prevention, the change cycle, you know, the number one factor for people who relapse is always their, there's no willingness to do what it's really going to take to make things work out. And at one level, you've got to say, okay, you know, I've got a problem, I'm going to do whatever it takes, and I'm going to do what it takes for a lifetime, and I'm not ever going to stop that. Because if you don't accept that responsibility and can't accept what you're capable of doing, then exactly what you're describing happens, and you hurt people once again. So at least from now forward, I do hope you can accept what it is and stop the pain. So that's our only question for the day. I want to thank everybody for joining us, and I look forward to talking to you guys next week. I hope everybody does have a good weekend, and be praying for the couples coming to EMS this next weekend to healing.